The most important part of decision making is your values. You cannot make good decisions unless you know what is good. My name is Jennifer Hancock. I'm the founder of Humanist Learning Systems and the author of several books about humanism. And I do a lot of teaching about decision making and critical thinking and ethics and values. And they all combine because every day of your life you have to make decisions. And those decisions all have a moral component, even if it's just about what you want to eat for dinner. In order to make good decisions, you have to have some sense of what is how you define good. Without that, your decision making will be random. Or not random, hedonistic. We tend to make decisions that will feel good in the moment, but that doesn't necessarily mean they're a good decision for us or for other people. Values matter. They absolutely matter. All decision making, even the term good decision making, has a moral component to it, which is what is good. Everyone has values. The question is, have you spent any time thinking about what your values are and why you value them? And what is the most important part of your values? It's really important to take some time to explicitly think about what it is you value and what sort of person you want to be and what sort of impact you want to have on others. That thinking, that pre-thinking, reflective thinking, will help you when it's time to make decisions. Because you don't have to do that thinking again. You've already done it. Now it's time to invoke it. If you haven't spent any time thinking about what it means to be good and how you value good and what your values are and how you want to be in relationship to other people, then when it's comes time to make difficult decisions, you're going to be starting from scratch, and that's going to take some time, and it's probably not going to work out well. So I encourage people to do this thinking on who you want to be and why you want to be that way before you get yourself into a situation where you have to make a difficult decision. Because once you are in that situation and you already know what it is you value in life, now all you have to do is invoke those values in the decision-making process and weigh possible outcomes against what it is you value. And notice I said outcomes. It's not enough to want to do good. In order to do good, you have to actually do good, and that's judged on the outcome of the event. A lot of times we think we're doing good and then something bad happens and we didn't intend it. That happens to everyone. The intent is not enough. It's the outcome, the consequences that matter. And you have a better chance of having better outcomes if you spend some time thinking about what the likely outcomes are of certain decisions, of your decisions. If I decide to do this, what is the likely outcome? If I decide to do this instead, what is the likely outcome? If I decide to do this other thing, what is the likely outcome? If I decide to do nothing, what is the likely outcome? Just asking yourself that question then allows you to evaluate those potential outcomes against your values so that you can choose the one that's going to have the best chance of giving you the best outcome that is consistent with your values. And yes, this is a lot of thinking. This is what critical thinking is for. This is what we use critical thinking. It's not easy. Most people just make a decision and hope for the best. But if you want to improve your chances of success, it pays to put a little bit of time into thinking so that you can maximize the good and maximize your chances of success rather than just making a decision and hoping for the best, which is leaving your life to fate. And there's nothing wrong with that if that's how you want to live. But fate is not always kind. And if you can improve the chances that you'll have a good outcome, why wouldn't you put in a little bit of effort to do that by just thinking about what the potential outcomes are and whether you want those outcomes? Critical thinking is hard. It takes time. It's frustrating at times, especially when we can't figure out what the right thing to do is, which is often. But it's better than not thinking at all. If you want to learn more about how to make better decisions, I have two online courses, Planning for Personal Success. It's about a 1.5 hour program about decision making on the individual level. I also have a program called Reality-Based Decision Making for Effective Strategy Development, which is more for professional development and in the workplace and things like that. And you can find them both at my website, humanistlearning.com.